I want to thank the Lord for touching my body. What a mighty God. The Lord gave me a burden. I desire your prayers. We appreciate the Lord so much. He's done a lot for us. He's healed my body many, many times. And he's helped me in every need. I thought about, you know, we preach about God is real. And God is real. And I want to say this too. The devil is real. You know, you can see the workings of the devil every day. And I thought about how that Jesus came. I appreciate that. Jesus came to bring down the power of the devil. And I thought about how that, you know, you and I today, we're going to have to deal with the devil. And I thought about how that we need to have some power within us to resist the devil. And I want to turn to the St. Luke, the 22nd chapter of St. Luke. And we want to read the 31st verse, very familiar scripture. It said, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you." You know, the enemy is desiring to have every one of us. He wants to destroy our lives. But it said, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. I thought about the enemy working on the saints of God, trying to cause them to lose faith. You know, we must have faith. Without faith, the Bible says it's not pleasing to the Lord if we don't have the faith. And I thought about how the enemy, you know, he'll come right in and he'll try to make you doubt. And he'll say, well, the Lord won't heal you. Brother, he's a liar. The devil is a liar. And I thought about how that the devil, or Satan, it's the same, he will try every way he can to get us to just doubt a little bit. You know, the scripture says, if you doubt not, if you have faith and doubt not, we really don't need to doubt. We need to really have faith in God. You know, the Bible says, have faith in God. believe God. You know, the promises of God. I thought about Jesus. He came teaching good things. Things that will establish us. Things that will encourage us. Things that will give us victory over the power of evil and wrong and power over the flesh. Brother, we need power over the flesh. You know, I thought about, well, we'll talk a little bit about the marriage. Husband and wife. The devil is out to try to split their marriage. And just a little thing. Say, maybe the husband say to the wife, and it seemed to me like that the Lord made it like this, that, you know, the women, they're sort of, what can you say? Tender-like to a certain extent. And, I know women, they need to be delivered from things too, you know, but seem like it's just like that. And seem like men is just sort of, you know, blunt. And, you know, sort of say things maybe that's hurtful. And it'll cause a rift. And most of the time I've seen this, you know, it seems like the women, they pout a little bit. Don't get upset with me. But Lord, help us today. All of this is from the enemy, trying to discourage, trying to tear down, trying to just do everything he can to split that couple. That's right. But, you know, I thought about, I don't like too much talk about myself, but I do want to say this about my wife. You know, there was problems come up, as it seemed like usually. But we'd get down and we'd pray. We'd pray together. I mean, we didn't get over one corner and her on the other corner. We got right down there. And she didn't say, Lord, help Gordon. She said, Lord, help me. And I didn't say, help Sybilla. I said, Lord, help me to go through this trial or whatever you call it. Help us to go through with this victorious. You know, Jesus came to do good. He came to give us victory over the flesh. Jesus did this. He came to give us victory over the flesh, to bring under our bodies, that we might have a good relationship with one another. But the enemy don't want this. See, he wants us to just fuss and fight and get, you know, get pouty and all. You know, the man maybe not speak to her or something, you know, not all like that. But we need to, you know, I had my grandfather. Well, they said that he was. I was like my grandfather. Well, my grandfather would whip his wife just like the children. That's bad, isn't it? It didn't say anything about beating your wife. It said to love your wife. That's right. Wife, love your husband. This is good. Well, if I didn't get saved, I might have been just like that. I don't know. But I got saved. And my grandpa never did tell his wife that he was sorry. But I can verify this with my wife here. I have told her several times, Sabella, I'm sorry. You know, a lot of people today, a lot of men, well, I'm not going to humble myself to no woman. Brother, you better. That's right. Well, I know if we're saved that we will humble ourselves. And I'm going to bring it in a little closer too. I even humble myself to my children. I whipped my children when they were small, and I corrected them and I did all that. But, you know, there's times that I just had to humble myself to my children. And that will have a real, what do you call it? But, you know, the enemy has kept telling us, you don't have to ask forgiveness to your children. Well, that's your children. You bore them and all that, and then you're supposed to be above them. The enemy told me this. You know what I told him? I says, get behind me. I want to make heaven my home. You know, this is a close way. It really is. It's a close way. And I want to, now I'm talking about the devil. He said he's going to shift. He can shift us too. If we're not watchful and prayerful and church, he will shift us. He will try to cause you to grieve the Spirit of the Lord. You know, Lord help us today. You know, when I first got saved, and I came to Monarch, y'all might have heard me say this, but you bear with us. I saw the women, they dressed modest. And to me, that was a beautiful picture. It really was. Their dresses were below their knees. They were plain. They wasn't, you know, fancy. They wasn't fancy. It was just a plain dress. Another thing, when I heard them, when I came on, I came in the back of Monarch there, and I heard that music,
It wasn't music, it was the Spirit of the Lord was singing through these people. The Spirit of the Lord was singing through these people. And it was beautiful. And, you know, I never had been with that monarch, never had been maybe amongst the saints. And well, the first thing that came to me was, I wonder if they got music. Well, as I got closer to the tabernacle, I didn't see no instrument. That was the Spirit of the Lord. Brother, this is good. This is what we need to strive for. But the enemy, and I'm not going to mention no names. I mean, this was amongst the saints. I'm sorry to say. I was dressing my boy. Had long sleeves on, you know, and it was hot. Boy, it was really hot. We was walking by, and this brother said, "Brother, you're going to burn that boy up." Who was that? Was that the enemy? I believe it was. I really do. Brother, we need to dress plain and modest, long sleeves. Lord, help us today. We need to be a beautiful, how does that Bible say? How does that say? Beautiful situation? Is that what that said? Well, we need, really we need to be beautiful. On the inside. And if we are beautiful on the inside, well, it will shine out on the outside. Lord, help us today. Yes, sir. Mount Zion, that's the Church of God.
Amen. On the sides of the north city of the great king, God is known in her palace for refuge.
Another place he said he beautified the meek for salvation.
Yeah. Thank the Lord. You know, and I thought about about the tithe. I believe that's an ornament. It's not necessary. That's right. I believe that's a little pride. All the enemy, he'll come in and say, "Oh," he said, "boy, that tie makes you look nice." The enemy is out to sift us. That's right. Lord, help us. I want to turn to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Lord, help us out. Y'all pray for us, the Lord, and help us out too. The 5th chapter of 1 Peter and the 8th verse. It said, "Be sober." I feel like that this word sober means balanced. Brother, we need to be balanced. That's right. It said, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to trick us. He wants to deceive us. God wants to help us. Lord, help us today. Said he's going around, the devil, seeking. He's seeking to destroy our souls. He's seeking for you and I to grieve the Lord. I appreciate the Lord today. Seemed like that I've been fighting the devil for quite a while. But I'm going to have to still continue to fight him till the end. Because he is out to destroy my soul. And he's out to destroy your soul too. If we are not watchful and prayerful and careful, he will lead us in the wrong direction. Lord, help us today. You know, the enemy will come in and, you know, it'll be hot, especially in Oklahoma, you know, where it gets about 100. When it gets 100, I tell you, I just try to stay in the house where it's cool. But Lord, help us today. You know, people, they say, well, what's wrong in showing your arm? Well, the Bible says, modest apparel. Apparel is our clothing. Modest. Well, I haven't looked it up, but I think it means plain. And what else? You know, a lot of times people want to be cool, but a lot of times short sleeves not going to make you cool. What's that? Brother, we need. I'm not trying to push things upon us, but this is the truth. This is the Bible. Bible teaches about modest apparel. It also teaches about women not cutting their hair, and men need to cut their hair. And there's a lot of things in the Bible that the Lord is requiring you and I to do. Lord, help us today. The enemy is working wrong and evil and sin. But we need to resist the devil. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I want to turn to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. These are very familiar scriptures. But these are also commandments. You know, that we need to obey. But in the third verse, the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians and the third verse, it said, but if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It says, if the gospel be hid, in whom the God of this world, that's Satan, isn't it? The God of this world, Lord help us, has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Blinded. Lord, help us today. Help us not to be blind. You know, when we're blind, we don't know which way to go.
That's right.
And we just stumble about, groping about, not knowing what the Lord really wants us to do. You know, I thought about the enemy. It was needful for Christ to go to the cross. It was needful for that. But you know, the enemy tempted Christ. He's the Savior of the world. The devil tempted him. Well, you know he's going to tempt us. And what did he say? He says, Father, if it's possible. You know, that's the flesh. We're living in the flesh, but we're not living of the flesh. We're living in, we're here in the flesh. Jesus was in the flesh. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Jesus said that himself. That's the word of God. But you know, I'm glad when he said, not my will. You know, that's what you and I is going to have to say. Not my will. I want to please you, Lord. I don't want to please the devil. You know, the devil, he's a spirit too. But one thing about the devil, he works through the natural flesh. The Lord, he works good, and he works with the Spirit, Jesus. But I thought about this, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds. That's sort of sad, isn't it? I heard a man say one time, well, I just don't see it just like that. That's the enemy. You know, brethren, we need sound doctrine. That's what's going to save precious souls. It's sound doctrine. Doctrine that come right down from God out of heaven. And I thought about too how the devil works. He works to try to get one another sort of afraid of them or something like that. Well, it talks about loving the brother. We don't want to love things that maybe people do, but we're concerned about their soul. Every soul is precious in the sight of God. It's precious. And I thought about, it says, if the gospel be hid, brethren, if we don't preach the gospel, it's going to be hid to some people. This is why that all the Word of God, especially the New Testament, all of that is really good for our soul. And it will help us to grow in the Lord. It'll help us to be more spiritual. The enemy don't want you to be spiritual. You know, he wants you to be loose and, it's nothing. You know, it's, well, if someone hurts you, well, you don't have to go, you know, you don't have to associate with it. Well, that's okay. We need to love every soul. And don't look at the outward, but look at that soul. Because that soul is precious in the sight of God. And the Lord died for every soul. But may the Lord help us today. We really need to preach all the Word of God. I want to turn to the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Lord, help us today. And starting at the 14th verse, and it says, and no marvel, for Satan himself, now listen to what this says, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. You know, angels are supposed to be pure, right? The devil will come right in. You know, that's, pretend to be a saint. That's right. You know, I've seen that. But you really pin them down And they just don't really believe according to the plan of God. Isn't there a scripture said, mark them that cause division?
Cause division. The enemy is trying to cause division. That's all.
Lord, help us today. We don't want to be divided. We want to work together in harmony. And there a scripture that says, over there, where's that at? About being in unity. I think that's in Psalms. Unity, oneness of God's peace. We need to be one. If we are divided, or maybe don't just believe the Word of God, it's going to cause confusion. And it's going to cause our young people to wonder about things. We don't want people to wonder. We want people to know that God is real, Christ is real, that He is presenting to us good things. The devil is presenting bad things. It said here also, the 15th verse, Angel Light, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That's sad, isn't it? Ministers. Ministers should be established. To be rooted, be grounded, but yet open to hear the truth. It's a sad thing. It really is a sad thing that I have seen ministers that started out good and zealous for God, and they got knowledge, but not according to God. And their scripture says, knowledge puff up. Yeah, puff up. Knowledge. You know, you want a big, I thought about how the people, they want a big crowd. You know, I know we're going to have more than that, but I thought about if we just had 5 people that's very spiritual, that is walking in all the ray of light that God shed on their pathway. They can get a hold of God. they can have power and have victory because they're united in one. But when you get division, brother, it's going to cause trouble. Lord, help us today. We don't want to yield to Satan. Yield to his thinking and his ideas. I feel like we need more discernment of the Spirit. It's a wonderful thing to have the discernment of spirit. Because really we need it in this generation. Because there's so many, I've said this before, but there were so many churches of God, so many that's not really real saints. And it will draw us away. That's right. If we don't have the discernment, and if we don't have the Holy Spirit. You know, I thought about the Holy Spirit. I heard someone say that we don't get all the Holy Spirit, but I can't hardly comprehend that, Brother Michael.
We need His Spirit
in our hearts. We need it. I thought about how that it said ye should receive power over the devil, power over sin, power over all that's wrong. He'll give us power over that. But, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, I'm talking about all the Holy Spirit. I mean, the whole Spirit.
I don't think we can get half. Do you, brother? What's that?
Either half him or be done.
We need all of them. All the Holy Spirit.
And it will give us power. This is where that it will give us power all over the world to turn away from the world. I thought about the times that we're living in, and the frivolous attires that's in the world today. That we should not be able to look at things like that. But have a resistance in your heart. I guess nakedness and lewdness and all these things. The Bible talks about, and young people, keep yourself pure. That's a wonderful thing. I appreciate my wife that she was a pure woman. And I believe the men respects that.
You know, I've heard people say,
we got this, we married and got this lady, but she wasn't pure. And a lot of times they separate.
Well, that's sad. And the children. You know, the children are the one that hurt.
It's not the parents.
That's right. It's the children that hurt.
And it's because of our attitudes and our way that we conduct ourselves. So we pray the Lord would help us today. You know, we really been burdened. There's another scripture, 2 Corinthians, the second chapter. I want to read this. Second Corinthians, the second chapter. Lord help us today. Second chapter and 11th verse. It says, "Let Satan should get an advantage." Can Satan get advantage of us? He sure can. It says, "Let Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." You know, he has a lot of devices. And he knows exactly who he can work on. What device? You know, he had several devices. Well, I'll pick this one for this man. Maybe I'll pick this other one for this other. Maybe that a lady. Lots of devices. This is why, you know, Jesus himself, he says, "Watch and pray. Watch and pray." That's very needful. "That you enter not." Jesus said this. "That you enter not into temptation." Did it say the spirit is willing? The spirit. Lord help us to do it. Let us get in the spirit. Because the spirit has power over the devil. But it says here that Satan should get advantages of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I pray the Lord to help us out. You know, it's a wonderful thing to think about Jesus and God is real. And they are real. But I want to say another thing. Satan is real too. Satan is real. Satan is our enemy. He'll try every way he can to trick you and to cause you to stray away from the truth of God's word. So I pray the Lord to help us. You pray for me.